You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
259, yeah.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. Happy Friday. It's episode 259 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod.
Always stroking.
It's Kyle and Ben, and we're ready to wind this week up, put a bow on it, and hit the weekend in stride. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country,
world,
universe, all of it.
It's on the worldwide internet web. You can find it.
You can do it in China. You can do it in North Korea if you can find
electric. They keep you from doing stuff in China. You can't get on the
internet. I don't know. I think you can do it anywhere. I think you can do this anywhere, even in North Korea if you can find an outlet and Wi-Fi. So sign up today. Use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V. Get a 50% welcome bonus. If you do this in North Korea, they take your 50% welcome bonus. Give them $100.
In China, you have to pay them a 50% welcome bonus.
Yeah. And you give them $100. They're going to give you 50 back free to play with. Sign up today. Basketball every single day. Still got February, so March Madness isn't really closing in. It's about halfway in the conference, seasons for college basketball. Mm-hmm. NBA every single night. You got all kinds of stuff you can bet on. So have a blast.
Hockey's your thing. Go do hockey. Hockey's your thing.
Yeah.
It's not for me and Kyle. We're not really into it. I mean, if somebody put a gun in my head and said bet hockey, I'm like under every time. They don't score nothing. Like it's always the under.
Exactly. So have some fun. Bet online. It's where the game starts. So Ben, our Wednesday show got a lot of views, and we didn't have all the details, but so many more details have come out. So many quotes have come out on this Rory versus Patrick Reed situation. And I want to start off by saying I'm so mad at Rory. For the biggest reason I'm mad at Rory is because I've found myself defending Patrick Reed, and that is unacceceptable.
I think that's unacceptable for all of us.
Unacceptable. And I don't want to. I mean, I think as hard as I've been on Rory, I would have taken mm-hmm. him over Patrick Reed almost every single time, except the way that this whole thing is played out.
Oh my gosh.
Is such a lame, childish deal. And for someone that talks about being a gentleman and all this stuff about the game, I'm just I'm very disappointed, and I'm defending Patrick Reed, and it's pissing me off.
So I texted Kyle after the last show, and I said, I better never hear Rory say it's a gentleman's game ever again, or I may drive down to Florida and see if I can find his house and drag him outside and beat the ever-living hell out of him.
I know when you can find him on Christmas Eve. You can find him there on Christmas Eve. All right, let's clear some things up. So Rory says, oh, if Patrick served me a subpoena on Christmas Eve and he just expects me to be cool about it, like that's not how that works. Okay, so I realize you're new a little bit to America and how –
it's been here like 20 years.
How lawsuits and stuff work. Patrick Reed cannot choose what day and how to subpoena you.
No.
Even if he was the initiator of the lawsuit, he cannot initiate a lawsuit and go, hey guys, wait till Christmas Eve, then go subpoena him. That's not how it works.
His lawyer can't. Even his team can't. His lawyer can't.
No. They do that, you get a subpoena, you get served papers when they think you're home, okay?
This has happened a lot to Kyle, so we know.
Yes, I have child support. I'm just kidding. I have no child support. But they wait till it's Christmas Eve because he's a world-traveling golfer, and the courts serve the papers then. It had nothing to do with Patrick Reed. Now, Patrick Reed isn't even – like the initiator of the lawsuit, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's just Liv Golf in general. And they're not suing Rory. He just has to go testify.
Yeah.
He just has. So this whole thing.
He's named in the suit, but they're not suing him. They're not going after his assets.
No.
He's just
no.
named in the suits where he's going to, like you said, he's going to have to testify. And the suit is against the PGA Tour. You just happen to be one of the ones, and the PGA Tour talked you into it. So if you want to be pissed at somebody, Rory, be pissed at the guys that you're working under. They conned you and JT into being the spokespersons of the PGA Tour and the anti-live guys of the PGA Tour. And guess what? Now you get named in the suit because you decided to be the guy that stands out front and goes, they suck. They just want money. They don't need to be here. And now you're named in it. Sorry.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Like, the lawsuit did not have to happen.
Mm-mm.
It was not something that necessarily had to happen. This was something that the leader, your leadership, chose to fight. Honestly hurt everybody because now we're not able to see some of the best golfers in the world compete right on the same stage, except for just a very few times a year. So this is not something that, like, I mean, this is something that it's not like they just chose to do it on a whim. Like, this is something that, I mean, honestly, he's very involved in. Like, you kind of brought this on yourself.
Yes.
You kind of brought this on yourself.
You and your boss brought this on yourselves.
Like, exactly. Exactly. I mean,
you agreed. You sat down behind closed doors with Jay Monahan, and you decided to strike this deal up where you would be Mr. Representative of the PGA Tour. And I'm sorry, that puts your name as far as the lawsuit. And I want to stress, I know Kyle mentioned it, but there have been a lot of people on Twitter leaning on, I can't believe they did that on Christmas Eve. Guys, they research, they follow you, they try to see what your tendencies are, and then that's when they subpoena you because they have to do it in person.
They have to do it in person. That's how that works.
Yes. So, Christmas Eve, he's got a newborn, he's got a wife, they're probably going to do Santa Claus the next day. They're like, he's going to be home. Let's go hit him up.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sorry. That's just how that happens. It probably was going to be, if it wasn't Christmas Eve on the lawsuit, Kyle, it probably would have been New Year's Eve. It could have been Easter. Could have been one of their next birthdays. They were going to do it on a time where, as you mentioned, you said it best, and I think we need to stress that. He is a world traveler. He's always on a plane going somewhere. So they got to find the times where he's going to be home. And why not the holidays? That's where most people spend the holidays, is at home.
Yeah.
So that's when they're going to hit him up.
It's kind of how that works. That's just, that's how the American legal system works, Rory.
And like, so they threw him under, Rory threw P. Reed. Here we are defending Patrick Reed, damn it.
God almighty. We're like, you're throwing him almost under the 10 bus. Minutes into the show, and we're still defending Patrick Reed.
You're throwing him under the bus saying, well, he named me in a lawsuit, and so he served me as, no, he did not. Whatever county that is, Orange County or whatever county that is that you live in now, the sheriff's department down there served your ass. And the reason they did is because they knew you were going to be home that night.
Yep.
It had nothing to do with Patrick Reed, nothing to do with his team, nothing to do with his crazy wife, nothing to do with his crazy brother that's on his bag.
He had no effect on the day. Patrick Reed had zero effect on the day. Did it suck? Probably sucked. I mean, honestly, a serving, though, like, they're like, knock, knock, somebody at the door, here you go. And then it's over after that. Like, you got the papers, it's over.
Here's an idea.
You have to go to court that day.
Buy a ring. Don't answer the damn door. How about that?
Yeah. Have somebody open your own door. No. No, it's just so many things. And now let's go to the actual change, because now there's video out of the of the exchange. Okay. And it's way like less I guess it's
climactic.
It's very anticlimactic. Rory's on the range. He's bending down to do something. Put a tee in the ground. Put a ball in the ground.
Looks like he's putting like alignment sticks or something.
Alignment sticks. Yeah, something like that. His caddy's standing behind him. Patrick walks up, shakes the caddy's hand. Caddy shakes his hand like it's no big deal. He says something to Rory. Rory doesn't acknowledge him. Patrick turns to walk away, and as he takes a couple of steps, he turns back around and flicks a tee down like where Rory's like squatted down. And so I will say this, Rory never glanced at Patrick. He never glanced at the tee. He never glanced at anything. But Patrick says he threw him, and all his tees have aces on it. So he threw that down there as kind of another shot. I'd love to know what Patrick said. I would love to know what his plan was. I will say there's a really funny meme of the guy on the airplane that's like, he's a very aggressive. He's like, I want to shake your hand. I just want to shake his hand. And they're like trying to throw him off the plane because there was I just want to shake your hand. So it is very similar to that. But I would love to know what he was.
He's like coming in and like,
what if he was going to say, hey, Rory, I'm sorry how this is all working out. I really am. I just want to play.
What if he wanted to apologize for the subpoena that showed up on Christmas Eve?
Probably not, because that doesn't seem like very much like Patrick Reed. But what if it was?
I got to be honest with you, Kyle. They don't tell you when they serve it. Patrick Reed probably had no idea that it was served on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, probably didn't. So I don't know. I'd love to know what Patrick Reed said. It could have just been, hey, Rory. You know, it could have been like, hey, I'm just going to pretend like nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you got to think about Patrick Reed too, there are some dudes, there are people out there that like to just be in your face when they know you don't like them. They kind of get off to that. And I can see maybe there's a little bit of that with Patrick. Maybe he just wants to, you know, I'm just going to be in your face because.
Yeah, but going back to the Ryder Cup. The finger wagging thing that they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that they have a relationship of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be a rivalry or whether it be you know, just a kind of a jab from here and there, the whole, you always hear the quote unquote on the PGA Tour, the needle, giving him the needle all the time. Like, it seems like they have a very playful rivalry. And I honestly, now, I do think that Patrick Reed is oblivious to the world. I mean, I think that he has no idea.
Social awareness.
He cannot read a room. Let me just say that right now.
No.
He thought, you know, that moment we shared on the green in the Ryder Cup, we've needled each other since then. Even though I joined another tour, we still had that needle. We can go back and forth.
Yeah.
He went over just to say, hey, Rory, how you doing, man?
Legitimately, what do you think his plan, like in his mind, was going on when he went over there? Like, is it cordial? Is it sticking it in your face? Or is it to apologize? What do you legitimately think?
I don't think Patrick Reed has an apology in his nature. So I think that's definitely out. I think it was more along the lines of just, listen, it's like me and you, or, you know, me and Nate, or me and my buddy Bobby, or he may have been just to give him shit, just to, you know, I don't know. I don't know what he was going to say. I know he wasn't going to apologize. That was not going to happen, because that's not in his nature. But the fact that he actually talked to the caddy and shook the caddy's hand, and then Rory just ignored him. That's why I say, Rory, you bet this entire year, you better not once say anything about a gentleman's game. You were a dick. I'm sorry. You were a dick. You ignored him. You should have just – you didn't have to shake his hand. You could have just turned around while you were sitting on the ground and just been like, what's up? And
what's
just
up, bud?
Moved on.
What's up, Patrick? Yeah,
Patrick Reed.
What do you think, Rory? Do you think Rory crawled his caddy for talking to him?
I don't think Rory crawls anybody, man. Yeah. I think Rory's a wuss. I think Rory, all this that's come about, he has played the victim in this. This is bullshit. He's not the victim.
He's always the victim.
And he's playing. That's the first thing I texted you. I said, it makes me so mad that he's playing the victim in all this, because he's acting. He almost cried at the press conference. Kyle, it's golf. I mean, they're not saving lives. They're not endangering lives. They're just going out there and having fun and making a ton of money doing it.
Yeah.
And Rory has played the victim in the time. He's like, well, he sued me and they showed up on Christmas Eve. And I mean, how would you feel? How would you feel if you got stabbed in the back? And how would you, bro, come on.
Yeah. He definitely laid it on pretty thick. I want to say, speaking of laying on pretty thick, but I have no idea how to segue that into anything.
Get your get your thick quarter zip through Swannies.co.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's cool weather. You can thicken up by getting Swannies.co.
Thicken up, thick, speaking of getting thick, layering up, check out Swannies.co. Use coupon code DABBODGOLFPOD-25. I got a Swannies pullover on right now. And honestly, this thing is kind of thick. So this is perfect.
Yeah, that's like, the one I wanted. I hadn't gotten yet.
Perfect layering. Perfect.
That's the one you got and took from us, and you didn't share with us.
I did. I opened y'all's box and picked out the best stuff, and then sent y'all the crap. No, I'm just kidding. There is no crap at Swannies.co. It's all great. Get online today. Save big. Save 25%. Check out all the layering stuff that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you got polos. If you want to go ahead and prep for spring, hats, all kind of stuff. So, check them out. Save big. Swannies.co. It's where life's a party. Dress for it. There you go.
Hey, by the way, I've been following them online this week. Swannies.co.
PGA show?
They're at the PGA show out in Vegas. And
it's in Orlando.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah, it's in Orlando.
They got a huge setup down there. A couple of people that we visited with on the pod, they work for them. So
Shane Barber's there.
Yep, been able to follow Shane and see some of the stuff he does. They got a ton of new stuff that's coming out that they haven't released yet, because that's what this whole PGA show is about. It's about what you can buy coming up in 2023.
We got to go to that next year.
Yeah,
that looks awesome. It looked awesome.
And it is. It's open to the public. You're like, we can go and walk around and you get like discounts and stuff. We need to just, you know what? Shane, I know you're listening.
Or just go demo everything, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
There you go.
Dad bought a golf pod. I would love to be able to take pictures with this. See what I'm saying?
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Let's just go without shirts. Just walk around.
All right.
So the tournament. This is funny, Ben. Have you looked at the leaderboard? For the
Hero, whatever it is, Saudi Challenge?
Hero Dubai Desert Classic.
Yeah, I have not.
Guess who is tied for second?
Please tell me it's Patrick Reed.
It is Patrick Reed.
You and I said on the last pod, this guy has got to win this tournament.
He's one shot back. They're only through 16 hole. It was suspended due to daylight. So the first round is not quite in the books. He's through 16 holes. He's four under. He's two shots, ahead of Rory right now. A lot of golf left. A lot of golf left to play, but that's funny in and of itself. So it's there would be nothing greater if Patrick could somehow. I'm begging the golf gods to just let this happen, because the world will cry if that could happen. It'd be absolutely amazing.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that's
the Liv guys. Ian Poulter is not teed off yet, which I don't even know how that happens. But Abraham Answers one over through 12.
McIlroy's at two under. Reed at four under right now.
Yeah, and then Thomas Peters is leading it at five under, but it's only one shot ahead. But Patrick, and there's several at four under, so that'd be interesting to watch how that finishes out. This week is on the PGA.
Lee Westwood's one under. He's a live guy.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't 100% sure if he was live or not. But
yeah, he's a live guy. He's one shot behind Rory.
There you go. We got live on the prowl. Live on the prowl. This week.
What if Rory gets beat by like three live guys in this tournament?
It's not going to happen.
He's definitely getting an appearance fee for, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, it's the Hero, too. The Hero sponsors Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
So the title sponsor of the Dubai Desert Classic, which is funded by the Saudi Public Fund or whatever it is, Public Investment Fund.
Yeah, whatever that thing is.
Is also the title sponsor for Tiger Woods' invite-only tournament.
Mm-hmm. Hero World Challenge.
What's going on here?
It's nothing but hypocrisy. And they have decided to... Now, JT has backed off, by the way.
He hadn't said a word about Live Golf in a long time.
Well, I saw a thing the other day that Greg Norman had said. He said, well, JT understands how this works. So that's one reason that he's backed off, because he understands how all of this works. And, you know, I sent you a tweet earlier slash Instagram post from Buttsy. We follow him. I mean, he's a good golf dude to follow. And he gave his opinion. And damn it, he may be close to being right on point. Where?
Tell us, what is it? Well, I don't know that I saw it.
He said, hot take, in time, LIV Golf can surpass the PGA Tour in viewership and entertainment value. Not on majors. He did say that because LIV doesn't have majors. He said, but it's a better product. It offers players a security and value more closely aligned with the likes of other professional sports.
That part's the last part's true.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to surpass PGA Tour because I don't think enough top stars are going to give it up.
It won't this year, and it won't probably in the next 4 years because it's a 4-year deal with the CW. Kyle, if they get decent ratings on the CW the next 4 years with that thing, it could surpass viewership. Not necessarily popularity. It could surpass viewership if somebody like a Fox or NBC goes, you know what? We screwed up. We shouldn't have passed. This happened with MMA. Everybody said the same thing with mixed martial arts. ESPN had a contract with boxing. MMA and Dana White approached ESPN years ago and said, I want you guys to carry our stuff. And they were like, nope, not doing it. This is stupid. It's boxing, but instead you use smaller gloves. We're not doing it. Well, now MMA is taken. They went pay-per-view. He made $1 billion. And so now ESPN is carrying it. So. Yeah. I see that same trend if they keep getting the DJs, and it's got to be the big star, the Cam Smiths and the guys that are playing well. Not four years from now. Like, you know, I think that's what he's saying. I don't know because we haven't DM'd him and seen. Are you talking about 4 years from now? Or are you talking about six years from now? But I will say, in the next 4 years, I think it will grow in popularity because it's on television. And if they're able to secure some more top high-end players, I could see not necessarily taking over because they're never going to have the majors. They're never going to get Augusta.
But you know what? The PGA Tour, the majors are not PGA Tour events.
No, but they're still never – they're never going to get the majors. LIV's never going to get the majors. I mean, that'll be tied in with the PGA. That will be tied in with PGA players and PGA –
why?
Affiliated people.
What if they get world ranking points?
It's a good point.
What if they get world ranking points? Then it's not. Then it's just the majors are where all the best players from all the different tours come together and battle it out.
Well, we just saw it this past year or coming up this year.
That's the only thing about Buttsy's tweet is that our Buttsy's point is that he says except the majors. Well, the majors are not PGA Tour events. The majors are just as much. I mean, in theory, they're just as much LIV Tour, just as much Asian Tour, just as much European Tour as it is PGA Tour. I know they're kind of viewed as PGA Tour events, but they're not.
What if you look in your crystal ball? What if this is just the scenario here? What if 4 years from now, Augusta did what it did this year? And Augusta says, like this year, they said, we're inviting the best players in the world to play. Regardless of where they play, we're going to send them an invite. What if 4 years from now, Augusta says the same thing and says, CBS, I'm tired of doing contract negotiations. I'm going with the LIV guy. Like, we're going to air it on the whatever LIV network is 4 years from now. After they get off the CW, if they get picked up by somebody else.
The Masters?
Yeah, they did that before. CBS tried to keep the Masters on CBS. It was like 5 or 10 years ago, and they said, we're going to do this, and you have to do this, or we're not going to be on there. And Augusta was like, we don't care if you televise it or not. We're going to hold the Masters, so either you sign the rights to carry it on TV, or we'll go with somebody else. What if they do that, and they go with the LIV television provider this next time around?
I don't know. I don't see that happening. But, I mean, I get what that'd be crazy, but – speaking of, did you know that the Masters and the CBS, they're all one-year contracts? Did you know that? 23 consecutive one-year contracts.
It was because of that thing that took place.
That's genius.
Because of that fight they had a few years back where CBS was like, we're going to do this, this, and this. And CBS was like, Augusta National was like, you know what? We don't care if we're on. We're still going to hold it. So
Yeah.
Either you pay what it takes to hold it, or we just don't carry it on television.
And we do whatever the heck we want to do, and you can't say anything.
Yeah.
Yep. So this weekend is the Farmers, which is, I would say, the first real tournament of the year.
I caught a lot of hell for saying that today.
This is like opening weekend, in my opinion.
I caught a lot of hell for saying that today because I said the same thing. I said this was on my radio show. I said this morning.
What was the dissenting argument?
They said, well, no, because the season, you know, at least this year, the season started back in November, and you got Kapalua, and then you've also got, you know, the Sony Open. I was like, no. This is the tournament that kind of kicks it off, where all the players are trying to qualify to get inside of the Farmers Open at Torrey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
this is the best field.
We talked
so
about
far.
It in our top five. It's one best field. Number two, it's one of the best venues in golf.
Yep.
That's why.
Yeah.
And so, Kapalua made my top five, but guess who made it above Kapalua?
Torrey. There you go. So it's funny, though. The leaderboard is not very star-studded yet. And this is also they're already in there. When you're listening to this, they're going to be playing the third round on Friday. Mm-hmm. So they started this on Wednesday. They're going to end on Saturday. Is it because they're doing the that thing on Sunday where it's like the
– Oh, no, they flat out said it's NFL.
It's NFL this year?
They realized the ratings were down because –
wasn't it last year though that they did a is it the APGA or AGA
the inclusive tour? Yes, they did the it's almost like the HBCU of golf. Like they did that out at Torrey on Sunday. They flat out said no, we're ending on Saturday because of NFL playoffs.
Yeah. Conference championship.
Conference championships.
Whatever you call it. AFC and NFC championship. Yeah. So it'll actually, when you're listening to this, it's a third round. So, John Rahm was flirting with not making the cut, and he shot 5 under in his last 5 holes.
God, he played some today. Golf. I watched that today. It was awesome.
Yeah. But again,
he was 7 under through 5. He had an eagle and then 4 straight birdies. Yeah, 6 under through 5. 6 under.
No,
through five.
He started on the front. I mean, he started on the back.
Oh, so that's how he started then. Okay.
So he was even through the first front 9, which put him at 1 over for the turn, which was 1 over for the tournament. So he was flirting with not making the cut. And then he goes eagle, birdie, 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 par.
I just saw his interview. So I saw that they just had the card underneath. They didn't say that
he started on the back. But regardless, he's going to be in the hunt, and he's like 8 shots back with one. No, well, he's got today, which is his third round, so he's got 2 rounds left. So, it'd be interesting to see how that ends up. I kind of like it finishing up on a Saturday, because I want to watch some football on Sunday. So, it's gonna be.
Sam Ryder is gonna melt down.
Of course.
Brendan Steele, he's been more consistent. He shot 2 under today. And then some of the others at the top of the Thigala, he had kind of a meltdown at the end. He could have been 7 or 8 under.
So did Max. Max had 4 birdies in a row. And then
this is not Max home. Riviera is Max home course because he's from LA. But Max considers this his second home course. He played this a lot in junior golf growing up.
I'm going to say Max wins. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there. I think Max charges. And ends up winning this thing.
Would not be shocked. I actually texted a buddy of mine today, and old roommate of mine, and I said it would not shock me because Colin turned it on a little bit late too. I said it wouldn't shock me if Colin and Max are in the final group on Saturday.
That'd be epic. I'd be fired up for that. That'd be like the first big tournament that I'd get fired up to watch the final round. So good stuff. Good stuff. Let me tell you something.
Zalatoris missed the cut. By the way,
yeah,
had a putt to save on 18 on the easiest hole on the course.
Go figure. He missed the putt.
I mean, it was about a 6-7 footer, but missed the putt and left it on the lip And he closed badly today. I mean, that was the part when I got home from work. That was the part I got to watch, was the very end of it. And so he was one of the ones, and he was on that cut line, and he did very poorly towards the end. He shot himself out of it.
No good. No good. Let me tell you what is good. Blue T's rangefinders.
Yes.
They're just good. There's not a whole lot more to say about it. They're just good. Use coupon code DADBOD. Take 10% off your order. There's really no reason there's really no reason to spend top dollar on a rangefinder anymore. It has all the next generation technology. Modern design, high-end features like the toggle on and off switch, the magnet on the side, and it's a fraction of the cost of, you know, comparable rangefinders. And then you get to save 10% on top of that. They got Bluetooth speakers. They got all kind of swag. Check them out. Save big. I love mine. Ben loves his.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of people that got them for Christmas presents that have told us how much they love theirs. It's just really – there's. I just don't think there's anything really that compares the value wise out there. So
the magnet is best.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, hey, I walked 9 holes the other day, Ben. Believe it or not.
And why the hell would you do that?
Because it was cart path only.
Oh.
And so I just walked 9 holes, and the magnet
push cart or carry?
Carry. Magnet on the wedge. Magnet sits on the wedges with the rangefinders. Perfect. It sits, so it's just like. Just like it, you know, that's how magnets work, believe it or not. So, love it. Blue tees, it's where rangefinders start. All right. Ending
Did
on.
Did you know they stick to metal? Did you know that?
I figured that out. I was like, you know what? I got an idea. I don't know why I thought the blue tees couldn't do it, but it did do it. And it's
let,
a very
let
strong
me tell
magnet.
You guys something. Kyle is on this podcast for science and geography. That's why
there
he's
you go.
Here.
That's why I'm here. That's
He's,
why
he sucks. He sucks at both, but you know what? That's why all of it's a theory. So that's what we're looking to do.
There you go. All right. Would you rather time? Let's wind it up.
Oh, this is great.
I think we got a pretty good one. I'm going to try to remember it so I don't screw it up.
I got it written down. You want me to say it?
No.
I
say
it. Down.
You wrote it down. All right. Here, say it.
All right. So would you rather never lose another golf bet? For life.
Life. Win every bet.
Now, here's the deal. Even though you're winning, you never break 10 shots above your handicap.
Wow.
Ever.
Ever.
Like, while you're betting. Like, if you – listen, here's the caveat. If you go out and you play by yourself, or like me and Kyle go play and we decide not to bet, I could shoot even par. No big deal. But other than that, I am. Let's
just
call.
If there's money on the line,
I'm right around an 8. It fluctuates somewhere around 7.5, a little over 8. So we'll say 8. So okay. That puts me at basically 80. I can't shoot below 90. I cannot shoot 10 strokes above my handicap. So even though I'm winning money, I will never break 90.
You're going to be that on that line like every single time.
Every single time. Like I can have the greatest day of my life and I'm still going to shoot 91. But I
win
money.
Every bet. You're going to win
I
every
win
bet.
Money at the end. You're going to. So if you're, you know, a couple of guys I play with, they're around 12s. So that puts
22.
Them at 20, goodness gracious alive, man. I mean, they're not.
That puts you at 80. That puts you at 94.
Yeah, but still, there's going to be some days that go bad for them. They're still going to be shooting right around that Mendoza mark, $100 mark.
But they're winning.
They are. But so you can never lose a bet as long as you're gambling. But it doesn't look good on your scorecard.
That's tournaments. I guess that. How do you win a tournament? It can't be a tournament.
Can't just be a tournament. Gambling. It's got to be just money. Win, game. You just can game. Win the Calcutta. In a tournament.
Let's just go gambling. Not
but
just
still gambling.
Yes, yeah. Just, no Calcutta because that could be thousands and thousands of dollars. Let's just go. Yeah,
or as Boo says, the Calcutta.
Calcutta. Just your regular old Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning game, whatever. You were undefeated in that game, but you will never come within 10 shots of your handicap.
Yep.
That's
All right, you go first this time. I went first last time on the Would You Rather. You get to go first this time.
So what do you take? What would you, what, why do you play golf? Why do you play golf? Do you play golf to win money, or do you play golf to try to shoot your best score you can shoot every time you go out?
I would venture to say that most people play to better their previous score.
Yeah.
Even though you may be gambling on the side, most people want to get better. They don't want to regress.
Yeah. I'm just going to stay like it is. Just take roll the dice. I just don't like, it's so frustrating. It's frustrating for me to shoot, to not break 80, period. And I don't break 80, you know, frequently. So it's frustrating. Those days you leave feeling defeated, even if you win money. Like I've won money shooting 81, 82. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel great. Cause I mean, you don't, you win money. We don't play. It's not like we play for thousands of dollars, you know, 20, 30 bucks. That's just not worth it to me. That's not worth it to me to just not. Now, if I was probably older, if I was like, you know, I don't know, in my 60s, 50, like late 50s, 60s, and I'm as good as I'm going to get.
I feel seen. I feel like you're looking at me.
No, you're way younger than that. You still got time, bro. You still got time. If I was like, maybe that changes. I don't know. That would not be. I don't think that would be very fun. I don't think that would be as fun as it sounds. It would be, but I mean, damn. That's, I mean, every single time. So just you essentially, golf is free.
Yeah.
If you really think about it. So I'm still gonna take the. I'm just gonna take my chances and just play what I got. I know what you're gonna do.
Oh, I struggle with this one though.
There's no way.
Because I do want to better my game. But I effing love that winning. I can put up an 89.
Because if you do that, that means I'm shooting like 95.
And walk away a winner.
Yes. I knew.
There's been time. The last time we played, oh, man, the guys that listen to this, they're going to be so upset with me. The last time we played, here's how I finished. I finished on Kyle's course on AU Club, I finished I doubled 18, I bogeyed 17, I doubled 16, I doubled 15, and I still won money. So, and it felt so good that somebody was handing me some 20s over the side of the cart. So, yeah, I'm definitely taking the never lose a golf bet for life. And I just have to suck it up and drink enough beer and vodka at the end to kind of sow my sorrows of, man, that sucks. I just shot a 91. I mean, the other day when we played that day, I think I shot like 87 and I won money.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to win money at shooting an 87.
You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, I appreciate that, by the way. Yeah, good teammate. That was a stupid bet by the people that we were playing with, too, by the way. And they said, you and Kyle play together. I was like, that's dumb. We brother-in-law all the time.
Yeah, that was a
– we're going to get called out right now. Like, we won't be partners together ever again.
No, but I won't ever make 5 birdies in a round again either.
No. That's the thing. When you were making the birdies, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that won't ever happen again.
I think I was more excited for you than you were.
I was so excited. I got in trouble. I had way too much. I celebrated those 5 birdies and
yes, you did.
Paid for it when I got
home. I helped celebrate. I used my winnings to buy his beers at the end. So
yep.
Is she mad at me too?
Yeah, you're in timeout still.
And I got home and Lori was mad. And the reason Lori was mad is because I won all this money and then I went and bought Kyle beers with the money that I won.
No, it was great.
Instead of bringing it home.
I don't know, Ben. You're kind of swaying me now. You're kind of swaying me back in the.
Because you and I have talked about it. Golf is all about friendship. Like it sucks. It sucks to put up a 90. It sucks to put up a 91. It sucks to put up an 88 when you know that you could have played better. You didn't have to fly greens and three putt and four putt and whatever. But at the end of the day, when we got done the other day, my partner, you know, has five birdies. So I didn't even care that I shot an 88. Yeah. Like I happily put that in my gin. I was like, yep, don't worry. Yep, 88. Yep.
There you go.
88 out the gate.
Kyle, 20 bucks. Let's go.
Pulls home.
No, it was fun. It was fun. I'm still though. I want to go try to shoot even par every time I play. And
but it's also, you brought up a good point. I will say this, cutting you off right now. I think it is an age thing. If I'm between 27 and 37, I probably take the other route.
Yeah.
But
I'm right there.
That
literally.
You know, at about to be 46, I mean, it's one of those things where it's kind of like, you know what? My game ain't getting any better right now. So if I can win money every single time we go out there, I'm taking the cash money.
I get it. All right. Great show. Y'all have a great weekend. The cool snap here is about to break. It was a really cold couple of days. Maybe warm up a little bit this weekend. Hopefully I'll go slap it around a little bit and, we'll just talk about it on Sunday. Let's see how Torrey plays out. Let's see if Patrick Reed can hold on and win and be the greatest.
How fantastic would that
greatest
be?
Story ever. They may make a movie out of it. So let's see what happens. Y'all have a great weekend. It's episode 259 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always broken.
Rogan.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.